Amber, super nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Jeff.
Excited for the weekend, I would imagine?
I'm so excited.
Now, Heidi told me that you ran the kids race, but are you like literally running a race as well? Are you involved as a participant this weekend?
Yes, this will be my first year of competing in the entire triathlon on my own.
Okay. Yeah. So they do it a little bit different for Crofton's dam race. Instead of the swimming, there's kayaking, right?
Right. That's going to be the hardest part for me.
How long have you been running or a triathlete?
I've been running since high school cross country, but this will be the first year I've done the whole triathlon. In the past, I've been on teams and for the triathlon, or I've done the half marathon there twice.
Nervous? Excited? What are you feeling?
I am nervous.
You'll be great, though.
Yeah, I'm excited. It'll be great. The kayaking portion is definitely unique to this race. Probably the hardest part for me as a runner, but...
And they do the kayaking first?
Yep. You kayak a mile and a half first.
I heard that... Are you at record numbers for the race this weekend?
This year is record numbers for the race. We have 340 registered.
Well, that's good because not everybody's experiencing that these days. I've been hearing it. Some things like this, it's down a little bit. So you guys must be doing something, right?
Absolutely. I think the dam race offers some unique things like the kayaking portion. It's a beautiful setting. It's a challenging course. And we have a super fun finish line. Heidi's done a great job with that. The live music and the food and the Bloody Marys is just a blast.
Yeah, I've heard the vibe there is, and just the vibe overall at a race. I've gotten to play music for a lot of them over the years. It's just, you know, the running community, and it's something that it'd be hard for us to explain unless you've been a part of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So supportive, so encouraging, and that's
yep.
fun.
Yep.
Well, great. I bet you have a lot of people that come back and do it again and then bring friends, and it's probably good. It's going to continue to grow. Maybe it grows too much. I don't know.
Heidi told me they're going to cut off registration tomorrow night. Cap it at 350, I think. So she's excited. The whole team's excited.
So what can people all sign up for? You're signed up for the tri, but what are all of the options?
Okay, so you can sign up to run the half marathon, sign up to do the bike race only. And this year they added an e-bike option as well. So that's another unique feature of the race. You can sign up as a team to do the triathlon or compete as an individual.
Now, Heidi told me that you run a kids race.
Yes, on Friday night, we have a kids triathlon. This will be our fourth year of having the kids triathlon. And so the kids do run, bike, and swim.
Now, you have a couple of boys. Any of your boys taking part in that?
Yeah, absolutely. My older son, Brecken, he is going to help. He'll lead the pack. And my son, Baker, he will be competing again.
It's a family thing.
It's a family thing.
Good.
Yep.
Where do people go to find out more, maybe see some photos or find out a little bit about the history of this event?
So you can go to Crofton's Dam Race Facebook page and to find out information about the dam race itself, and then also the kids race information is there as well.
You know, and I want to mention, because you're probably not going to bring it up, but you're starting Crofton Physical Therapy, and that opens up when?
Yeah, we're hoping to open in September this year, and this will be the first year that Crofton Physical Therapy is sponsoring the kids race as well.
Nice. Well, runners have pains from time to time, don't they?
Yes.
Something's that I've at the starting line of most races, that's what is most talked about. What's hurting? Oh, my knee or my back or my hip, but part of the game.
Yep, absolutely. No shortage of people needing help. So,
anything else you want people to know about Crofton's Dam Race? What makes this so special, so unique, or so interesting?
The volunteers are amazing. The water stations are fun and are usually themed. The setting and the views are just spectacular, and it's an exciting event to be a part of, even if you're not competing.
You know, that's the thing. Just coming as a spectator, I mean, it's not like it's a baseball game or a basketball game or whatever, but there's a great vibe to take in, and I'm sure people just come just to do that.
Absolutely. There's nothing like watching the kayakers take off on the beach and coming back in, and the transition area is a super fun place to watch, and it's just high energy and people laughing and having a great time. It's just so
And you
fun.
Have a great after party too, don't you?
Yeah. My favorite part. Favorite weekend of the year, really.
Yeah, it's great to be done and maybe get a PR. Do you have a goal set for you this weekend?
To finish.
Yeah. It's a great... Even if you start, you beat everybody that didn't even try.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
All right. Well, best wishes. Super nice to meet you, Amber. Best wishes with Crofton Physical Therapy, too. And
thank you
we hope you have another successful weekend.